USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Prosecutors in Michigan have filed involuntary manslaughter charges against the parents of the accused gunman who killed four people at Oxford High School this week. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says James Crumbly bought the weapon used in the rampage and gave it to his son.
There was absolute reason to believe this individual was dangerous and disturbed.
Hoping to calm tensions between Russia and Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he hopes Russia gets the message to increase its diplomacy.
The most important thing is for Russia to pull back the forces that it's massed near the Ukraine border, to de-escalate the crisis, because resolving anything diplomatically when a gun is being held to someone's head is very, very difficult. So I think that's the first step.
This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Authorities said that a graduate college student and a tourist were stabbed in New York City at two different locations, but likely by the same attacker in what appears to be random attacks. Police say the first attack happened late Thursday when a Columbia University student was attacked in Manhattan's Morningside Heights. The 30-year-old man, David Jury, died of his injuries. The second attack occurred a short time later in a different part of Morningside Heights and wounded a 27-year-old tourist from Italy. He was hospitalized with knife wounds. Investigators said a third person was also threatened by the assailant, who's believed to be responsible for both of the attacks. A 25-year-old suspect was later arrested near Central Park with a large kitchen knife. Police said he's reported to be a gang member with a long criminal history, which includes assault. They said he was released from prison on parole in 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge said that organizers and speakers at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th helped to promote the violence that occurred at the riots at the Capitol. Judge Amy Berman Jackson didn't mention former President Trump by name, but referred to his remarks during the rally as, she said, the efforts of its participants deliberately stoked the flames of fear and discontent and explicitly encouraged attendees to go to the Capitol and fight for one reason and one reason only, to make sure the certificates of the election didn't happen. Jackson's comments came during the sentencing of rioter Russell Peterson, whose attorneys argued that Trump and other allies bore the responsibility for the actions of the rioters. Peterson was sentenced to 30 days in prison, twice the jail time requested by the prosecutors, and ordered to pay $500 for damages done to the Capitol building. He was charged with illegally entering the Capitol. While Jackson acknowledged the role of Trump and others in encouraging the rioters, she did note that Peterson is an adult who is responsible for his own actions. She told Peterson there may be others who bear greater responsibility and should be held accountable. But this is not their day in court. It's yours. Jackson cited social media posts on Peterson's account before and after January 6th, including one where he said he had fun during the riots, as reasons for his stiff sentencing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.